Despite a tepid local growth and the SARB's aggressive stance weighing on consumers' pockets, the banking sector is performing quite well. That's as bank stocks recorded gains of over 10% year to date. And joining me now to discuss whether she's seeing any value in the sector is senior banks analyst at Intellidex, Nolwandle Mthombeni. Thank you so much for your time, Nolwandle. Now, we've been talking about the benefits of the high interest rate environment for the banks in terms of higher interest income. But is it all good news, or is it more of a double-edged sword?
It is a double-edged sword, because if the rate environment is increasing, it means that consumers are coming under pressure. So it will benefit banks in terms of the endowment effect, where we're going to see that their net interest margins are going to expand. But on the other side of the coin, consumers are coming under pressure, which means that there possibly will be more impairments in the line, down the line, and also lending environment becomes more difficult. So you're taking these gains at the expense of, you know, future growth is in the, I suppose, short term, short to medium term, because consumers are also going to face the pressure of higher rates.
Yeah, of course. High interest rate environment, also low growth. I mean, really spelling a recipe that could lead to consumers buckling under the financial pressure. So you talk about more impairments, but now are banks, you know, are their credit provisions enough for the worst case scenario?
So if you look at where the banks were sitting exactly a year ago, they were predicting and forecasting a much better consumer environment. They thought that rates would still be low. We're talking about a repo rate that's sitting, you know, around 4.5, around that region. And we're obviously way further than that now. So where they were a year ago is very different in terms of expectations, very different to where they are now. And in their lending and extending credits, they're probably, you know, basing it on the forecast they had at the time. Where we are now is very different, and they've obviously had to change their forecast. And we're going to see what their new updated forecasts are in the next 2 weeks when they release results to show that, hey, actually, the environment has changed, and what we expect is very different to what we thought we'd be even 6 months ago.
Yeah. Let's talk about corporate credit extension. I mean, just yesterday I was talking to Tyme Bank about their bid for an SME funder, Retail Capital. So, of course, it provides access to working capital finance for SMEs. I mean, I guess the timing speaks to the fact that businesses are now in more need of money to fund their operations with the high cost of doing business. So I guess it should be a good thing for corporate lending. But how much more legs does this have?
So I think, you know, there has been a move towards, you know, SME and commercial lending and commercial business enterprises. I think if you look at the smaller players, the newer players, they are basically starting off in the retail businesses. And that's, and I'm really talking about the likes of Capitec and African Bank.
Yeah.
And now we see Tyme going into it. So those smaller banks are trying to diversify the operations. And that's where we're seeing them stepping into commercial banking. So that is what they're currently doing. So it's not just about this opportunity, but there's also another strategic element in these moves to diversify operations, not to be so reliant on the consumer, but to have a more reliable and stable funding base where we have in terms of commercial business. There's a lot of demand going through there. And what we're also seeing is that there's a big push into SMEs to fund them and support them and grow them, because a lot of the growth in the economy relies on the SMEs. So it is a good opportunity to come to say, hey, be part of the move to kind of support SMEs and grow small to medium enterprises. And that's why we're seeing the smaller banks coming into there. What you've seen from the big banks is that they, as much as they've had some focus, some of them have just dropped the ball. And therein lies the opportunity for smaller banks to, you know, to start, you know, making acquisitions there in that space that could grow their franchises and diversify operations. So in terms of timing, it is a good time. And hopefully, you know, the macro environment doesn't delay or make those plans more difficult for these banks.
And that's the thing, because you talk about all these other smaller banks trying to go into SME funding. And I mean, you have this economic growth that isn't growing fast enough. And, you know, looking at the competitive landscape, is the pie big enough?
The pie, unfortunately, has been held by the big banks. It's a big pie, but it's held, you know, by the big banks. But I think there is opportunity, because, you know, what we've seen for the longest time is that really it is about eating each other's pie.
Okay.
The pie hasn't been growing.
Yeah.
The pie is going to grow, and it'll stay not growing, and that's what we see.
Yeah.
But you can take someone else's piece of pie.
Okay. Looking at the big banks now, we're talking about Absa, First Rand, Standard Bank, and Nedbank. Which of these banks now have the more upside in terms of when you look at, you know, how cheap they are and also looking at their share valuations?
So if I look at the banks, we've had recent trading updates, and only, you know, two of them of the three that are going to be reporting this week actually are having earnings going to be higher than pre-provision levels.
Yeah.
And that is Absa and Standard Bank.
Okay.
So for me, I'm going for Absa because they are going to report earnings that are 31% higher than pre-provision levels, while the other ones are either lower than pre-provision or, and Standard Bank is 12% higher. So I think Absa is still the, you know, the horse to bet on in these results at least. Mm.
All right, very, very interesting, and definitely a topic that we will be expanding on as they continue to report their trading updates and also results. Thank you very much for your time, Nolwandle. That was Senior Banks Analyst at Intellidex, Nolwandle Mthombeni.